How well do you know God? Would you like your Heavenly Father to reveal more of Himself to you? Well, if so, then you're going to want to hear about the comment that I received recently that was posted to one of my YouTube shorts. It held an excellent question that sparked a discussion based on my strong belief that God draws near to all who call on Him sincerely. If you'd like to experience God's nearness, or even more of God's nearness, then I hope you'll stay with me for the next 9 minutes or so, because I'm going to talk about how to call on God sincerely with full assurance that He will draw near to you. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I post new videos every Sunday and Wednesday. Please subscribe if you haven't already, and be sure to click the bell for notifications. The format for this little podcast is really simple. Each week, I read a little bit of scripture, and then I pull out a declaration from that scripture, and that is based on my belief, which comes right out of Proverbs 18:21, that says the tongue has the power of life and death. And I want us speaking life. I want us speaking truth. And we're going to find it in the Bible. And so when you declare with me the phrase that I'm going to give you in just a little bit, you will empower your tongue with truth. So today, that truth comes out of the book of Psalms, and I'm going to read from Psalm 145, verses 17 and 18, out of the New International Version. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and faithful in all He does. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. Now, the Bible is filled with promises. Some of those promises are directed at specific people, like Abraham in the Old Testament. God said to him as an individual, I am going to make you the patriarch. You will be the father of a nation that's going to be as countless as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. That was a specific promise He gave to an individual. But then some of God's promises are directed to the nation of Israel, specifically for His people, the Jews. And some are directed to the church, the people who believe in Jesus. But the promise that I just read out of Psalm 145, it was in verse 18, is one of the promises in the Bible that God gives to all people, Jews, Gentiles, believers, and even those who don't believe. I based our declaration of truth on that promise. God draws near to all who call on Him sincerely. Now, the key word in that phrase is all. God draws near to all who call on Him sincerely. Now, there is a condition there. Obviously, it needs to be a sincere call, a genuine call, a crying out. Will you declare that with me right now? God draws near to all who call on Him sincerely. Now, my topic today was prompted by a young woman who left a comment I mentioned earlier on a short that I did recently. It was about how to access the resources available to the children of God. And in the short, I encouraged viewers to ask God for the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better. Well, here's her comment. How do you do that if you just don't believe in it? I'm genuinely curious. I have been told that a lot, that I just have to ask and that it will be revealed, but I don't know how to ask genuinely to something I don't believe in. Wow, what a great question. How do you commune with a being that you can't hear or see or touch, a being that you don't even believe exists? Well, I'm here for you, whether you believe in God or not. I'm here to point you to God because I believe God draws near to all who call on Him sincerely. I am here for anyone with genuine curiosity about God. Now, when I responded to that comment, I not only thought of the verses that I just read from Psalm 145, but I also thought of James 4:8, which says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." If you want to call on God, even if you don't believe in Him, if you'd like to know how to draw near to God, then you're going to be interested in how I responded to that comment. After thanking the young woman for asking with genuine curiosity, because remember, that's the key. Anyone can call on Him, but it needs to be sincere, genuine, curious, right? Well, I gave her this idea. Start with if, and then express your doubts along with your request. Find a private place where no one will look at you sideways for talking to someone you can't see. And then say something like, "If you are listening, I am speaking to the Most High God, and I want to hear from Him alone. If you are real, God, don't let me hear anything, think anything, or sense anything unless it's from you. Protect me from lies and deception." I started with that suggestion because lots of thoughts and voices and ideas can bounce into our heads, but obviously, not all of them are from God. It's always a good idea to ask God to guard your mind. Deception is cunning, so be discerning about what you hear, what pops into your head. God is love, and there is no fear in love. And so the sound of His still small voice will bring you peaceful assurance and often confirms what you're already sensing in your gut. Now, I want to take a short little bunny trail away from my response to that comment to point out that getting to know God better necessitates reading the Bible, because God will never speak something into your heart that is contrary to what He has already revealed in Scripture. And so if you don't know what the Bible says about God, then you won't be able to discern truth from lies. But remember our declaration, God draws near to all who call on Him sincerely. And so we can ask from a place of not knowing Him at all, and He will respond. Okay, let's get back to how I continued my response to the woman with the comment about how do I do that? And I suggested that she prayed a prayer that anyone can pray, even if they've never even read the Bible or know if God exists. And this was the prayer: "If you are who the people who believe in you say you are, then you can hear me, you can see me, and you know what's in my heart. You know that I don't believe in you. The Bible says that you are near to all who call on you sincerely. I am genuinely calling on you right now and asking you to help me in my unbelief. Reveal yourself to me. Show me that you love me and know everything about me. I will keep myself open to the possibility that you are real, but I need you to give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation that I keep hearing about. Help me with my unbelief and reveal yourself to me. Amen." My friend, God wants to be in relationship with you. You know, He loves you so much that He sent His one and only Son to die for you so that you could have eternal life, so that you could spend forever with Him. But that relationship doesn't have to happen only after you die and go to heaven. That relationship can start right here, right now. So whether you believe in Him right now or not, He wants a relationship with you. He is not put off by your doubts. In fact, God draws near to all who call on Him sincerely. Now, I know it's hard to trust in what you can't see, but the Bible says that since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. In other words, all you have to do is look up at those stars. Look at that beautiful flower or hold that newborn baby, and you know there is a God who loves. And that's why I ended my response to that comment by saying that I would continue to pray that God would reveal himself through the things that she can see. And here's how she responded. That's great. If anyone knows what would convince me, it's probably him, right? Oh my goodness, that's exactly right. If you want to know him better, then all you have to do is ask. He will show up in convincing ways, in ways that you will see and know and understand. That was God. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that your Bible is filled with promises. God, you promised that you would draw near to those who draw near to you. You promise that you are close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. You promised that you would come and draw near to anyone who calls on you sincerely. And so, Father, I pray that right now, that no matter what the beliefs are, as people listen to this prayer I'm offering on their behalf, that they would do that. Whether they believe in you and have a need, whether they just need you to reveal a little more of yourself to get them through a dark and trying time, to know that you're there, that you are with them in it every step of the way. They are not alone. You promise never to leave us or forsake us. You promise that we could just be strong, take courage, and know that you are always with us. And then, Lord, for those who aren't even sure that you exist, like my new friend who left the comment, God, show yourself. Sometimes there's just something that you're like, that is too much of a coincidence. I just spoke a prayer about that, not even knowing, and then boom. Lord, you loved us when we were still sinners. You loved us and demonstrated your love for us in dying for us when we were still sinners, far apart from you. And so, Lord, I know that I'm praying according to your will, and your word says that when we ask for anything according to your will, we not only know that you hear us, but we know that we have what we've asked of you. And so, Lord, we ask for you to reveal yourself in ways that we can see and understand. And we ask in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me today. I got a little bit passionate about this message because God loves you. He loves you, and he wants you to reach out to him. Draw near to him, my friend, and he will draw near to you. Now, if you thought of someone as you were watching this, I really hope that you'll share it with them. First, would you subscribe and click the bell for notifications? Be sure to like. Those thumbs up are so encouraging to me. And then remember, your tongue has power. Use it for good.